So just a quick poll first. How many of you have a MySpace account? So two of you. Okay. Do your parents know about this MySpace account?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And they approve, I take it? Or they, is it benevolent or is it?
They've seen it.
They've seen it.
They've seen it.
They've seen all of it or just the part you let them see?
They've seen my MySpace.
Okay. How about you, Johan?
Well, I keep my mom kind of doesn't really approve of MySpace that much, but I keep mine private so she doesn't have to see what is on it.
So I guess another relevant question is, how many of you have parents in the audience? Because that might affect your answer. Okay. So two of you have MySpace accounts. Now, I'd like to hear from the other four of you, why don't you? Because, you know, I think most venture capitalists assume that every teenager has it and it's the center of their lives. So why don't you have one?
About, I think, 4 months ago, I used to have a MySpace, but I think the police, a sheriff came to our school and tried to scare us all into not having MySpaces, saying, you know, there's online predators who are going to come in to your house and kidnap you, and they really just tried to scare us. And a lot of people, most people at our school kind of took their MySpaces off, you know, they canceled them, but I know that there's definitely a lot of people who still have them.
Okay. Any other thoughts on why you don't have a MySpace?
Well, personally, it's a web journal, and I don't really need that. I don't see any use for it, and I don't really have time to continuously write something online for other people to see.
Okay. Jared?
I've kind of always hated MySpace because it provides a lot of functions that people can find other ways, and like the most common function for it is networking, and if people would just be social and talk to other people in person like normal human beings, MySpace would probably lose all of their customers. And also I think it's responsible for kind of like a deterioration of the teenage culture. So I'm very heavily against
it. Deterioration of teenage culture?
Yeah.
Can it get more deteriorated?
What?
Can it get more deteriorated? I mean,
well, MySpace is one of the things that's causing it, in my opinion. So
Vince, what's your take on it?
I actually don't support MySpace because
you need to.
I see like my friends and my brothers, they're really addicted to it, and like it takes time off of like what's really valuable, like, you know, studying and education. You know, it could be sports or like other affiliations that you have. So that's why I'm not really into MySpace. I used to have one for like 2 months, and I had a lot of friends who were interested. I posted my pictures, but like it gets to the point where, like, you know, you're just doing it every day, and like, you know, what's more to do?
So any of you can answer this question. Generally speaking, is MySpace still held in sort of high, cool regard that, you know, you gotta have it, or, you know?
Unfortunately.
I think that MySpace is really big with the high schoolers in general. Facebook is a new thing that's come out that's similar to MySpace, but you have to have a school email address to do it. So it's a lot safer in that sense. You can't have 60-year-old men posing to be 12-year-old boys. Here, let's go hang out. Do you want to meet up? I'll pick you up in my car. I think that the Facebook recently came out with a high school Facebook, which is getting bigger too because it is a safer thing. The police officers are going around to the schools. I had them come to my school as well, saying that, you know, MySpace is dangerous. Like, there are a lot of girls who've done, or guys too, who've done stupid things. I personally still have a MySpace. I'm a MySpace addict. I check it probably 6 times a day, at least. And it's really stupid, and it's addicting. You just want to see, oh, do I have a new message? Do I have a new comment? Oh, I'll check out what my friend did this weekend. Oh, what their friend did this weekend? And you just start doing it, and it'll be hours are lost to it. So, I mean, it is addicting. But
So Johan, I mean, you clearly have a MySpace account. Tell us your, you know, what are your feelings about it? Is it a long-term thing for you?
Well, personally, I kind of feel it's a MySpace thing. It's more of a way to keep in touch with a lot of your friends. You know, especially with changing schools every 4 years as a teenager. You know, it's kind of hard to keep up with all your old friends. And with MySpace, you know, you just have them in your friends list. You can leave comments, talk to them, whenever.
Okay. Any other thoughts? I mean, are you... Well, let me put a perhaps facetious question to you. Let's suppose you were a venture capitalist. Would you be thumbs up or thumbs down on investing in a MySpace?
Well, I would probably thumbs up just because, it, like Jennifer said, it's so addicting. I mean, I had it, and it is. I mean, every time you get a message, ooh, I got a message, and you got to check it, and then you got to leave one for whoever sent it. And it's kind of set up in a way so you can be looking at random people, because you'll click on your friend's MySpace page. Then you'll, oh, who's this? Their friend. And then you click on their friend, and then you see a music video they have on theirs, and then you listen to a song they have, or funny pictures, and then you go to their friends. And it's really easy to spend so much time on it without even noticing. I mean, I've stayed up pretty late on MySpace. Okay. So
let's have just a show of hands. How many are thumbs up as an investment?
And purely as an investment? Or do you have goals other than shareholder wealth maximization?
Well, see, I asked you to pretend you're a VC, and the answer to that question is no, just, you know, isn't money.
Thumbs up, then.
Thumbs up? All right. Vince?
I don't know. I'm so debating.
Okay, so next question. You know, you said that, Emily, Sophia, you said that the police came and talked about it. How many of you are at schools where the police came to talk about MySpace? Wow, that's a great experience. And it seems to me that if the police came and talked about the evils and dangers of MySpace, it may have the opposite effect, which is to drive people to try it. Do you think it has that effect?
No.
They really scare the crap out of you?
They really do a good job of giving examples where bad things did happen. And there's a lot of things where the way my parents found my MySpace actually was on MySpace you can search names.
Yeah.
And they searched my name and my MySpace came up and they checked it and they're like, oh my God. And then my they're like, oh my God. And then they checked like my friends, and some people put really stupid things on their MySpace. Drug content. They have pictures of them with drugs, which is smart because school officials literally check people's MySpace. I've talked to some people, and the teachers will be like, yeah, I know which kids do drugs because I check their MySpace. I mean.
How many of you have iPods? So 100% penetration. Okay. How many of you have more than one iPod? Steve Jobs would be proud. Okay. Each of you tell me, about how many songs do you have on your iPod?
I have around 2,000.
That you bought?
I'd say about 90% of them.
Okay.
I legally have rights to.
Well, we have a family iPod, and it has thousands and thousands of songs on it that are my dad's and my mom's, all his old songs. And then I have... and then I have my playlist on that, and then we just got a Nano, but we haven't quite figured out how to make it so my brothers and I can share it. But I have about 500 songs.
So you said you have a family iPod. You mean your family shares one iPod?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, whoever needs it takes it. So my mom, when she goes running, or if you go to the gym, or if you just want to listen to music, you take it out of the dock that's in the TV room.
Huh. We may solve your problem today. Any more? How many songs?
I don't know. I also have other things like photos and stuff on mine. I would say a couple hundred, maybe 500.
Okay.
15,000, maybe.
How much?
15,000.
15,000?
That would be a guess. I really don't know. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm probably more like 3,000. Yeah. I really have no idea.
Okay.
I have about 800, and I bought maybe 30 of the songs. The rest were from like CDs from my family collection, and I just turned them.
You ripped them?
I ripped them, put them on.
As opposed to rip them off, you ripped them.
Right.
Okay. Vincent?
I'm close to 600 songs on.
Okay. How many of you have video iPods, or, you know, video on the iPods? And explain your relationship. I mean, is it a... Is it a thing that, you know, you happen to get a video iPod, but it's mostly a music thing for you, or is it, you know, is it compelling for you?
My regular one just broke, so it's nice to have your music collection with you at all times. So I don't really have any videos on it, but
okay. It
happens to be a video iPod.
Emily, do you have any videos?
Not really. I have like one or two music videos just because I was kind of testing it out. It wasn't, I don't know, there's nothing too exciting about it. It just happened to be the iPod that I got at the time.
So you, I mean, I guess all of you fundamentally view iPod as a music thing, not a video thing?
Well, my friend, Christy Howard, she has hundreds and hundreds of videos. And at volleyball tournaments, I spend good or rest breaks, you know, watching Zoe 101 or High School Musical and all sorts of really kind of pointless shows, but they're really entertaining. And I love the video, how you can have it, you know, watch it anywhere. So I really like it. You're over there.
What? Question? Yeah. Well, you should get one. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Okay, the last question about music is, are any of you still buying CDs? And why are you buying CDs if you could theoretically go and find the music either at iTunes or, you know, whatever?
I find that there are a lot of bands that I listen to that really don't make very much money, so I kind of feel like it's my duty to buy their CD.
Okay.
And oftentimes they're not even on iTunes, so.
Okay. iTunes doesn't have a lot of artists.
And I just buy them because usually my brothers and I share the iPod, and I have my CD player too, so it's just nice to have like some music besides the iPod, so.
Okay. And the rest of you, you no more CDs, no more jewel cases, no more nothing?
I've bought a few CDs, but I like the little book it comes with it, but now they have like the digital book on iTunes when you buy an album, so. And also it's kind of nice that you don't have to burn your own, you just get the CD too. But I think it's a lot easier just to do it on iTunes.
Okay, let's get off music and let's go to computers. So do each of you have a computer? Personal computer? Okay, is it a desktop or a laptop? How many desktops? How many laptops? How many of both?
I'm getting a new one in like a month.
Oh, a new laptop?
Laptop, I get a laptop, so.
Macintosh or Windows, how many Macs? And Windows? Okay. Let's talk about your primary use of this computer. Well, I guess I'll just start with you, Vin. Just tell us about how you use a computer. What's it, you know, is it for schoolwork? Is it for, you know, whatever?
For schoolwork too, but mainly these past couple of months I've been working on our magazine because I'm part of a entrepreneurial program where we publish our own teen magazine, and I'm the marketing, VP of marketing and sales, so I have to make sure that it looks good for our customers. And so I use Adobe InDesign and Illustrator and Photoshop, and I incorporate all of that, and that takes most of my time on the computer. But I also use it for education, like writing essays and papers, because that's what I...
Now, your parents are not here, right?
My parents are not.
Okay, I was just checking. go ahead. How's your use of the computer?
A lot of schoolwork, a lot of research papers. I do MySpace and other online things, doing online videos, the really bad, crappy ones that are hilarious, and you watch them anyway.
Yeah. Jared?
I use it predominantly for schoolwork, and when I want to research or, like, basically anything I'm interested in, it's just so much easier to find the information online. Like, recently it's been how to cook and pretty much stuff like that.
Okay. Emily?
For me, lots of schoolwork, various projects. I'm always working on something. Email for all my friends. And also, my parents and I, we always get into some conversation where we don't know the answer, so we just look it up online, and so I use that a lot, too.
Okay. Sophia?
I use my computer a lot for, I use Word a lot, essays, and just projects for school, and I use the email and a lot of internet, just for like pictures and Google Images I use a lot. And then I also use iPhoto I uploaded all the pictures from my DC trip, and then I use iTunes a lot too.
What do you use Google Images for?
Well, we have a history notebook. We have to create title pages for each unit, which is about every week. Mm-hmm. So I have to get pictures from the Civil War, from all sorts of American history, all the presidents, and you just type it in and you get Thomas Jefferson or the shot at Gettysburg. So I use it a lot for my history and getting old images.
Okay, Johan?
I use my computer mainly for chatting, I would say, using Apple software, iChat. But I also use it a lot for my music, my photos. I make a lot of movies with my friends, and Apple's software iMovie is great.
Okay. Let's talk about movies. So how many of you make movies with your computer? Just the one. Three of you? The three Macintosh users. Okay. And so if you're not making movies, how many of you, you know, sort of frequently visit YouTube or Google Video?
Yahoo Video too?
Yahoo Video. Yeah, any of these, you know, sort of go see drunken people fall downstairs kind of video places. Yeah. All right. Okay. Could each of you tell me, if you had to pick one favorite, what's your favorite website? And we'll start with Jennifer, move down and come back to you, Vince.
Google?
We disqualify Google because that's a search. I mean, you know.
Okay.
A destination point.
A destination point. Does Wikipedia count?
Wikipedia, sure.
Just because, like, you look up all these random things. If you go to their homepage, every time it's a new thing, so you just read up, and it's kind of interesting.
Okay, Wikipedia. Okay.
I really don't have a favorite website. I kind of look at lots of different things. For me, it's not necessarily the website. I'm very interested in programming, so I look at more the source of, like, the programming for the site. So I like lots of sites for different reasons.
You're looking at the HTML source code for each, for the page?
I've been kind of teaching myself more HTML and stuff by doing that.
Wow. Okay. Sophia?
I really have no favorite website at all.
Johan?
Currently, it's probably Engadget.com.
Engadget?
Mm-hmm.
Because you like to buy lots of gadgets?
Or just to know about them mainly.
Yeah. Okay. Jared, we'll start with. Oh, Vince, we forgot you. Yes, I'm sorry.
I don't really have a favorite one, but I go to the Woodside webpage a lot because updates on, like, classes and, like, it's finals week, so you really need to pay attention.
Jared, I'll start with you, I think, and tell me, do you have a blog?
No.
Let me pose it to the whole panel. How many of you have blogs? None of you. How many of you read any blogs regularly? I guess we know Engadget is one, but how many of you read blogs regularly?
MySpace has blogs, which isn't like a site just for blogs like LiveJournal or anything like that. And I read those.
Okay. Anybody else into blogging? No? Do you see that as something you will take up, or is it just...
I think it's stupid.
You think it's stupid? Why do you think it's stupid?
I don't know. It's like reading someone's diary every day, just...
Why is that any more stupid than MySpace?
Because in MySpace, you get to actually talk to people. You don't really get to talk to... Okay. let me try again.
You can talk to 60-year-old men?
Right. you get a message with people and send them comments, and reading someone's personal diary, a lot of them will be like, I'm mad at the world. I hate this. Teachers are stupid, and it's kind of pointless. Like, everyone has those complaints, and if there was actual, like, if there was actual content in the blogs, then maybe it'd be worth it. On my robotics team, we had a blog, which was nice because at each sub-team, like, you had a website sub-team, you had a, like, build sub-team, spirit, and you check and see what other people did, so if you missed one meeting, you could catch up on that. But for the most part, blogs, at least for teenagers, tend to be the I'm mad at the world, teachers suck.
Any more thoughts about vlogs?
I just like to say that it's a good idea since, like, our company is starting a website, and I think blogs are a good idea because it's a way for us to, like, reach out to the teenagers in our community and, like, hear what they have to say. And our company's mission is to create a space for, like, literacy, like, where teens can connect through literacy. And I think it's important to hear that and have connections with teenagers through like blogs as an example.
Okay. Any more thoughts about blogs? No? Not at all? Okay. How about cell phones? Let's talk about cell phones. How many of you have cell phones? And you're 14, 14, 14, 17, 18, and 15. And you all have cell phones, okay?
Well, I just got mine 6 months ago.
I got mine in seventh grade, but I didn't really use it until this year.
Eighth grade. For me, last year, so when I was 13.
Probably eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
12 years old.
How old are you in the eighth grade? I don't even know. How?
You're
13
or 14. 13 or 14. All right. So I guess you would look at Firefly and not exactly be turned. You know what Firefly is?
That's the kid one, right?
Yeah. That doesn't exactly. Okay. We answered that question. So wait, now we're going to talk about carriers. How many of you are singular? Wow. And what are you on, Jared?
Sprint.
Okay. How many of you have sort of sophisticated smartphones that, you know, are running Windows Mobile or something, or is it just regular plain old cheapo phones?
I have a Razer.
You have a Razer? Oh, so let's go down the line. Tell us your phone model. So you have a Razer.
I have a Razer.
So it's Motorola. What's that, Nokia?
This?
Yeah.
Sony Ericsson.
Sony Ericsson, okay.
I don't have mine with me, but it's LG.
LG?
Some generic Sprint.
Mine's in my purse, and it's just a Motorola phone. Motorola.
Yeah. Razer. Who would have thought? I mean, a couple years ago, if you would have said Motorola will have three of the phones of six teenagers, I'd have told you, you're crazy. I mean, Motorola would be dead, much less have 50% penetration. Wow. Do all of your phones have cameras? Nope. So five out of six, okay. And for those of you with camera phones, do you use the camera? Do you use the camera part of the phone?
I do.
Yeah?
A lot.
Do you also have a digital camera, or is this it? This is all you need as far as a camera is concerned?
Well,
go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
I have a digital camera as well, but for snapshots, I'll just use my phone. But if I'm going to, let's say, the beach or somewhere beautiful, or I want to take pictures, I'll bring a real camera with me, because camera phones just can't capture.
Okay, so you have both, Sophia?
I have just the camera on my phone, and then we have a family digital camera.
Okay.
I have a digital camera.
Digital camera also?
I'll buy one for my vacations in the summer.
A digital camera, okay.
Yeah.
I have a digital camera. Cell phone cameras are really crummy quality. And so if you want a picture that you actually want to keep for a while, besides having the background of your cell phone, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. Emily?
I have a digital camera.
Okay. Do any of you have digital SLRs, or are they all point and shoots?
I have an SLR. I have a Canon.
Generally speaking, did you pound on your parents to get you a phone, or did they say, here, you need to have a phone from now on?
My parents just gave me a phone.
Like, your parents gave you a phone? Okay.
I have my own account. Like, it's not on.
I was at a school where, like, my brother and I were going to different schools, and that was an easy way for my mom to contact me for, like, pickup times, and it was used only for mom's going to call me, and that was it. And then I got to high school, and my cell phone became more than that.
Okay.
I never really wanted one, but she kind of wanted to know where I was and stuff, so.
Okay.
For me, last year, my mom, she works a lot, and so she's late sometimes, and I realized it'd be nice to have a phone, so I did the research, found a phone, they bought me it for my birthday, and now I pay for it.
Okay. Wow. Sophia?
It was kind of a little bit of both. My dad just handed me a package, and I opened it, and there's a cell phone in it, so.
Okay, Johan?
I got my phone in, like, seventh grade, pretty much just, you know, to pick up times, to let my mom know where I was.
Okay. Do any of you listen to music on your phones?
Ringtones?
No, music. I mean, just, you know, because like many handset manufacturers are advertising, you're walking around listening to your MP3s on your phone. Any of you do that? Okay, good question. How many of you use it for instant messaging?
Use the phone or do instant messaging on the computer?
Text messaging, SMS, MMS, any of the above.
Text messaging.
how many prints do you do of your photos per year? I mean, the underlying information I'm trying to get is lots of people have camera phones, lots of people have digital cameras. There doesn't seem to be a lot of printing going on. So do you believe in printing, or is it just to send a picture to somebody, you know, this is where I am, look at it? Or do you ever print for archival purposes? You probably think you're not going to die, but at this age. But you know, when you get to my age, you think you're going to die. You want to leave a record. So let's talk about printing. The role of printing a photo in your life. So we'll start off with Emily. And
for me, I don't really print pictures unless I need them for some reason, for a school project or for a scrapbook or something. I do a yearly scrapbook and I print out a bunch for that. But otherwise, if I just need not a great copy, I just print it on my home printer. So I don't really go print many pictures.
Okay, Sophia?
Well, I have a black laser, so we don't have a color printer for everyday use. And I think I printed like 30 pictures the other day. I only got one from, but I think it was one of those internet, you send them, I think through an email, and you get the pictures in the mail. So I have the back of my door on my bedroom is just lots of pictures.
Okay. Johan?
I don't really print pictures that much. If there's a certain picture that I really like, I'll print it at home, but most of my pictures I just keep on my computer.
Okay. Vince?
I print my pictures from my cell phone. I think it's really easy because there's a USB port on the razor, and I save them to my photos on Windows, and I just print them whenever I want to share like a photo with family.
Okay, Jennifer.
I print photos from my digital camera occasionally. When I travel, I like to take pictures. So, like, I went to Spain, I took over 700 pictures in 2 weeks, and it just doesn't make sense to print out 700 photos. So, like, I'll choose one and I'll print one every once in a while, but otherwise, it just doesn't make sense.
Okay, Jared.
I almost never print. And where can I find a bathroom?
So, I guess if I were a Shutterfly or an Ophoto or one of these photo printing sites, I should be worried if I came to this panel, right? I mean, none of you print, basically. Or none of you print through one of these services. You may print at home once in a while, but basically, you're not uploading pictures and printing, making... How many of you have phones that can take video? Because some can now, okay? And do you ever use that for video?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, because I spend a lot of time with my baby brother, and he's like a toddler now, so he walks around and like crashes into things, and I take big photos.
Okay. How else do you use video on your phones?
I don't use it.
You don't use it, all right?
I don't know, just kind of random things. Like I'll be with my friends or something, and okay. I don't really have a specific use. Just I know it's there and I use it occasionally.
Okay, you all?
I don't really use it. The frame rate is way too low for it to be considered a video in my mind.
So with your video or your photos, do you go to your friend and say, look at this funny video, look at this funny picture, or do you actually, you know, MMS it? Do you send the photo to other people? Or is it just stay on your camera?
Well, by accident I did it once, but I don't think we have a plan that lets you do that,
uh-huh.
Or a text message, or that kind of multimedia things. But I know that some people do it.
Okay. Anybody else do it at all, or?
I'm slightly deterred about going like on the internet on my phone, and just because every time you go to a new page, it costs more money because it talks about the number of bytes transferred.
Yeah.
And so, like, text messaging is nice because you just send it and that's it. I don't have to go to my email account and then go to this and go to that.
I send videos, but, like, sometimes they work because my other friends' phones don't, like, allow it, or, like, it doesn't work for their phone. But I use it a lot with, like, my
email and...
Well, when I'm at home and typically during homework, I usually have my IM running and I'm on IM, but... Let's say I'm going to bed, or I'm in the car, or at school, I'll be texting.
Okay.
Typically, I use email just to send schoolwork to friends. Let's say they need notes that I took in class, and they weren't there the day, so I'll send it over email.
Well, I use email a lot. I check it every day. What I have is I have my email open, and then my IM open, and I just click the yellow button and hide it while I'm not, while I'm doing homework. Then if I get a new email or someone, you know, sends me a message on IM, I open it up and talk for a little bit.
Well, I used to use instant messaging a lot, but not anymore. It just doesn't do much for me. I do a lot of email. I have 2 email accounts, my home and school account. I check both of those daily, and I am always on email, basically.
For me, IM is something kind of like in the background if my friends want to get to me while I just happen to be using the computer. And then I use email a lot to stay in touch with people that I generally don't see very often, so probably a couple times a day.
I have 3 email accounts, school, Yahoo, and Gmail. I do less email now because I have MySpace and my friends have MySpace, so I can just message them like that. If I'm home, I'm on AIM, AOL Instant Messenger. I also have Yahoo Instant Messenger. And the Yahoo Messenger is nicer for webcams, like so you can like see your friends. AIM doesn't like, it doesn't work as well. It sometimes closes the application, which is annoying. My cell phone, I have on me 24/7, and I send text messages about all the time. I currently have like 100-something in my inbox where like I get one and I resend it. I've sent so many that I no longer look at the buttons when I type because I know how many times I have to hit each key to send text message, and I know how long you have to wait before you can go to the next one. Yeah, it's kind of disgusting, but I'm always in contact with people.
In order, I email, I text, and I IM. So because I have the company email and my personal email, and I text a lot. Like my bill last month was $200. Just for like that part.
Your bill was $200?
Yeah, calls and texts together, $200. And yeah.
So other than your parents calling you to tell you they're picking you up or they're late, do you ever talk on your phones then? I mean, is it?
When I'm driving?
Because you can't. How about any of the other, I mean?
Like before I go to bed, like in the morning, at school.
Okay, sure.
I do kind of like just to make arrangements, but I think typical of a lot of guys my age, I really like just want to pick up the phone, say what I'm doing and when, and that's it. So I try to not use it as much as I can.
Huh.
Well, I really like it. I don't think I'm getting burned out, or I really like it.
Would you consider yourselves, you know, sort of in the middle of the pack, or are you one extreme of, you know, total connection, or are you just like normal?
I don't even think normal. I know people who are always texting, always on IM, always doing email, and always on MySpace. That's all they do, so.
I do it to like make plans with friends, to talk to them about what's going on in their day, how they're doing. I don't get bad news on like text messages. Like I get emails from teachers saying, you need to take another test, or you need to do more homework, and so I don't check my school email every day, just because if I don't read it, it doesn't exist.
I like staying connected a lot, like just through like calling and texting. I like staying connected with my friends.
My friends play online poker, and they can count on at least $3,000 every month from poker.
And how old are your friends? I mean, your peers are 18-year-old.
The ones I'm referring to, one's 20 and one's 22, and then there's a 23-year-old. Well, so he lost, last week he lost 800, but he's like, okay, well, I'll win it all back, and I'm still up 2,200.
Any of you use Skype or VoIP or, yeah?
I use it when I'm studying for big tests with my friends, because then you can get a group of 5 friends together on Skype and share notes.
All right, well, the people that generally tend to do that don't cheat in the brightest way. I don't know how to explain it, but like I've witnessed many, many of my peers like buying papers and then immediately getting caught doing it. It's not like if you're going to buy a term paper online, it's not really something you can hide if you have a teacher who's paying any kind of attention.
If it costs money, I don't have it. I'm a student and I'm currently unemployed, so there's like no sense, there's no income coming in, and I don't play poker online. So
anyway, any other answers to that question?
Well,
sensitivity fees?
I know that like with texting and stuff, we don't have a plan, so I don't do it just because my dad will get really mad at me.
I think most people are incredibly fee conscious because most kids just don't have a way to pay for it, and they'd much rather spend their money in other ways.
I listen to the radio a lot. I have like a couple favorite stations on the regular radio, you know, just FM, that I listen to probably an hour or two every day. But I also, there's this internet radio that I also listen to, which has a wide variety of popular music that I listen to occasionally.
Well, Yahoo music videos, like, I'll put one on and then it just skips the next one, so I can just have that going in the background.
So if I were to look at your desktop, you'd have that, you'd have AIM open, you'd have another messenger. How many windows do you have open?
Okay, so I would have, well, I recently got the new version of AIM, which means that I don't have to have 17 message box open. It just has one. I can click which one. I normally have approximately like 13 chat boxes open on AIM, 3 on Yahoo, and then I have MySpace, and then I have email, and then I'll have something like Newsgrounds, and then I'll have Microsoft Word so I can pretend like I'm doing homework. Like, my desktop, like, all the way across the bottom is full.
How big a monitor do you have?
Regular size.
Huh. Wow. Yes, yes, okay.
I haven't been allowed to watch TV Monday through Thursday since third grade. I have a younger brother, and he would not do his homework. He just watched TV until he said, okay, no TV. So I guess, and then I'm also not allowed to go out Monday through Thursday except for poker night. So, like that, I think that's why I like the internet so much, is that when my parents are protected, they're like, no, you're grounded, no, you can't go out of the house, and I'm still connected. And that's something that's nice when you don't get along with your parents all the time.
So anybody else? The role of TV?
Yeah. I have TiVo, so I just record all the shows and I watch them Saturday morning or whenever I have time. But recently I've had a lot of schoolwork just because it's the end of the year, and I haven't really been able to watch too many of them. I mean, last night I watched The American Idol, but not as much as I used to.
Yeah, more about TV?
Like an hour a day. And that's like before I go to sleep or something like that. Like when I get home, I'll look what's on and then eat and then do homework or something. But then other than that, I'm involved in like community things. So I really like to be involved rather than sitting at home.
And how much do you, what else? Who else? Who hasn't answered the TV question yet?
I do kind of the same thing as TiVo, but I only watch like one or two different programs just because I find so much that's on TV really sucks.
Okay.
Me, mainly I just watch Family Guy when there's new
Family
episode.
Guy? Okay.
But I also watch the Lost seasons, but most of my shows I just buy the DVDs.
Okay.
And watch it on my computer.
For me, I also have Netflix, but it's gotten to be where, at least for a while, I kind of had a show a night that my parents and I watched. So Monday was 24, Tuesday was Gilmore Girls. Like, each day is kind of a different show, but most of those have ended now, so I don't watch as much.
Now what are we going to do? 24 is over.
I know.
Life is a bitch, yes. Did you get all your answers, Sonia? Yeah? Okay. You have your own debit card.
Well, it's linked to my bank account.
You answer, how do you pay online?
I usually just give my mom cash and she uses her credit card.
Okay.
Well, I bought some stuff off eBay recently and my dad paid for it, and then he just takes the money out of my account, my bank account.
Okay.
Say my mom basically uses her credit card and then I pay her with cash.
Okay. Jared,
debit card.
You answer? Yep.
Same thing as the other kids.
Okay. Vince?
I have my own bank account, but that's for like savings. and my mom really buys me anything.
So it's her credit card?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Who else has not asked a question? How about you? Computer games?
Xbox.
World of Warcraft?
No. I know my brothers played RuneScape.
Yeah.
And all the fifth graders did that for a while, but I don't.
Well, personally, I used to be an avid gamer. I used to play at least 20 hours a week, but currently I'm kind of burned out on it. Typically, when a new game comes out, I'll play it for a couple months, and then I'll get bored of it.
Well, I guess the related question is, in addition to your computer, do you have a Sony PlayStation? Do you have a Nintendo? I mean, do you have the other game consoles too? How many of you have game consoles in your house? And do you use them?
Yeah. So my brother is 17, and he's a WoW addict, World of Warcraft. He's, like, I'm always on the internet and talking to people. He's always on that game. We have two PlayStations. The newest game that came out, or one of the new ones, like Guitar Hero. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. It's kind of like the same idea as DDR, which is Dance Dance Revolution with the dance pad. But you have an actual guitar, and that's a lot of fun. Buy it for your kids. Well, I do that probably like 3 hours a week, but I have friends that have beaten every single song on Expert, and they're crazy, so.
We should have kept a tally of how many hours every week, because it's like, seems to me, we're up to about, you know, all day already, right?
I used to play Dance Dance Revolution a lot when I was younger, but our mats broke, I think, and I just kind of lost interest in it.
What is Dance Dance Revolution?
Well, it's this game where there's these arrows on the screen, and there's a mat, and they have the corresponding arrows.
Oh, and you step.
And every time it passes this bar, you step on it, and then it's to different music and different dance moves, but you're really just jumping up and down on a mat, not dancing.
Okay, who else has an answer? Ask a question, yes.
I think that they're certain, well, like on MySpace, on Facebook, all of them are pretty much, it's a white background. It's pretty like standard. But with MySpace, if you know HTML, you can like choose. And there are also like MySpace editors where you can just upload things, and based on what people post on them, you think more or less of them. Like if you have drug content on there, you have girls with pictures of them like half naked. Like, I don't know, but I see like people like that, and I'm like, you're a slut. I don't have as much respect for you. sorry, I'm really blunt. I don't know. Like, there are a lot of people who get into the MySpace thing. They're like, I have to have more comments, because the more comments I have, the more popular I am. The more MySpace friends I have, the more popular I am. But, like, I think most people seem like, if you have a guy and he has to be your friend and he has 700 friends and they're all like half naked girls, he doesn't really want to get to know you.
I think that's why MySpacing is also probably really addicting, is I know that when we were in seventh grade, you know, oh, I have 300 friends and you only have 200. And that was kind of a big competition in who could get the best background or who could have the funniest pictures or these little cartoons or the best music video and who left the most comments and who got the most comments. That was a thing for a while, but I don't think that really matters anymore because it's kind of over.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I kind of agree on that. It's right now, it's kind of just like whatever. I remember people used to think that, you know, more comments means you're more popular, more friends means you're more popular, but now it's just kind of, you have more comments than me, it just means you're more addicted than me.
wait.
Okay, well, I get out at 3 o'clock, I walk home, so I'm home like 3:30, and I go see my horse for about 2 hours. I get home, I probably have a snack, I check my email, I do homework, try to get that done, and then I have dinner, and I'll check my email again. And then I either watch TV at night with my family or listen to music while I do homework. Or I just, at night after dinner, I watch TV or finish up homework.
Okay. How about everybody else? Describe your afternoon.
For me, it's kind of one thing at a time. I live pretty far from school, so I stay for the after-school program and try to get most of my homework done. Then I have about a 45-minute drive home, then like a snack, and then homework, and then kind of dinner and whatever else I need to do that evening.
I get out of school really early, so I have tons of free time, and when my friends aren't out of school, all the time listening to music, and then usually I like to play basketball a couple hours a day if I can, and read a lot and just try to disengage myself from the environment, kind of. Okay. I mean, from the tech environment.
Okay, Jeff?
Every day I get out at a different time because we have a weird block schedule, and I like to see friends slash work out, and then I come home and I have a sit-down family dinner every night, and then afterwards it's computer and then homework simultaneously, and I stay up rather late because I am talking online to people, and then I'm like, shit, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, I have some homework to do, and then I finally like put away a message like, doing homework, leave me alone, and I do my homework.
It starts at 1?
Well, no, it starts probably around 11:30, and then at 1 I'm like, okay, it's time to actually start working on it really hard.
Okay. Vince?
Mondays through Thursdays, I'm involved in community service with building projects, and I get home at 7, we have a sit-down dinner, and after that I check my email and then work on the computer on my homework, and I hook up my iPod and play music, and it just plays until like 11, go to sleep.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think it totally depends on the good. Like, if I'm going to buy a shoe, I'm not going to do it online because I feel like I want to try it out before and see if it fits. Whereas if I want to buy a book or a video, a lot of times it's more convenient just to like look it up on Amazon than to have to go down in the store and get it. So I think a lot of it depends on